Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios on a football Friday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, and inventor of the Leap Brat, coming to a store and restaurant here in the next couple of weeks, we think. Stay tuned for that. All kinds of different flavors of Leap Brats that you'll be able to get your hands on. Have a Leap Brat while you're watching the Brewers play, possibly. Adam McAlvey may be having himself a Brat right now while he's watching the game. Brewers up 2-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Game one of a doubleheader here this afternoon. Good afternoon, Adam.
They manufactured runs. It's in the first two innings of a baseball game.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
I don't know what to make of it. I've never seen anything like it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm kind of not happy. And I kind of went off a little bit earlier in the show. This Corbin Burnes thing really has me irritated. I'm watching this game last night. The trainer comes out to talk to him. They talk. Oh, he's fine. Okay. And then what was it? A batter or two later, oh, I guess I'm not fine, and now I'm leaving the game. And then... that was okay. Then I see the tweet from you. Oh, he's a third of an inning short of qualifying for the Cy Young. And then I became depressed. Then I'm in here today and I see the news from the Brewers and Council. Well, you know, it's really bad. So he's not only not going to play the rest of the year, he's also not going to play the first round of the playoffs. And we're not even sure he's going to play the second round of the playoffs. Man, come on. I mean, you just took your playoff hopes if you get into the playoffs and set it on fire because you let him continue to pitch after he went out there the first time.
Yeah, the hard part is the alternative is that his back, literally, he went into the game last night with a little back tightness. The alternative is he doesn't pitch because he has a little back tightness.
No, the alternative was the first time when you went out there and saw something was wrong, you take him out. That was the alternative, and you chose to take him at his word and leave him in.
Yeah, and Burnes says he didn't feel that, like, grab until the very last pitch after the home run. But, I mean, it was obvious he was not right throughout that whole outing. That whole hindsight thing about not taking him out in that moment is tough because you're relying on the player, right?
You're
relying on the guy to tell you how he feels. And he had that issue coming out of his last start, which was a scoreless six-inning, 100-pitch outing against the Royals, in which he was really good. And they navigated the week with treatment and threw a pen. And Burnes thought everything was okay. And whether or not those four innings he needed – it's qualifying for the ERA title. I mean, he could technically still win be eligible for the Cy Young. But, you know, whether that played a role that he really wanted to get through four innings, I don't know. I think he just really wanted to keep pitching because he felt like he could get out. And even though the stuff was down, the command was not nearly what it was, you know, he was still keeping them in that game. And he just felt like he could continue and ended up being the wrong call. I mean, in hindsight, should he come out during that first visit? I think everyone would say yes if they knew that two pitches later it was going to really grab on him and become an oblique. And not to keep rambling, but this whole matter of getting him later in the postseason, I mean, he's out 10 days, so that's the first three best-of-three series he's out, no matter what. To think he's going to all of a sudden come back from an oblique injury, oh, and now Flaherty's down in the mound for the Cardinals. But to think he's going to come back from an oblique injury in 10 days is not very realistic.
Right. So he's probably done. I'll be honest with you. They're the eighth. They're playing the Dodgers, the one. You don't have your best pitcher. I mean, that's a tall order. That's a tall order.
Well, that's a tall order if you are full strength of the functioning offense.
Well, that too.
So, you know, it's not good. It's bad. And look, I really, most of all, I feel for Corbin Burns because, you know, he had the highest ERA in the National League last year for guys who pitched at least 40 innings. And to come back and have the best ERA with, what was it, going into Bauer's last start, six days to go in the season, that's a rather incredible turnaround. And it took, from all the stories you've heard, a remarkable amount of commitment from Burns on the mental part of baseball, on the physical part of baseball, to remake himself. And to see it all go up in smoke is really tough. And look, Sparky, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, would they have been better if they got him out at that point? Yeah, absolutely. But the player thought he could get through it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Get down. Yellich, home run.
Yeah, Yelly's got it. Where are we at with wins, losses here? How many do we need to get in? What do you have to do here, the remainder here? Do you have that mapped out yet?
Well, I think they have to win all four, really, realistically.
You do?
You know, if
exactly.
you win the series from the Cardinals, which would entail winning three of these next remaining four games, mm-hmm. there's a path, but it's a tighter path because the Brewers, because this year, remember, like when there's ties, they're not going to play any tiebreakers. It's going to go to head-to-head record if it's, say, with the Reds, a team in your division. And then if it's against the Phillies or Giants, a team in another division, they look at each team's intra-division record. So for the Brewers, the record against NL Central teams, and the Brewers are under 500. The Phillies and Marlins are both over 500 in their division. So the tiebreaker, a tie is not good for the Brewers. So in order to pass all those teams, you think they got to win all those games. And I just saw the Yelich homer. I'm so far behind. I really like YouTube TV, but I feel like the delay is like 2 days from what you guys have.
Wow. Yeah, so have you seen it yet?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah, just saw it.
Nice break by the center fielder.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to your book. I was just thumbing through that again. I think it's one of the best books. The pictures are truly amazing. People can still pick that up on Amazon.
You like the pictures in there, huh, Leroy?
The pictures are truly amazing. They really are. Because sometimes, you know, pictures are in there that just.
Well, you know what they say, Leroy.
Good.
You know what they say. The pictures are worth 1,000 words.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm just into this Vogelbach guy. I don't know, man. He's coming up again. I just think if they're going to go anywhere, Adam, and you're reading your stuff on MLB.com and Brewers.com is truly amazing. If they're going to go anywhere, it's their players have got to hit. I mean,
yeah.
I understand pitching. I understand that. But if they can, for some reason, 1 through 5 get hot in anything from the back of that lineup, I think they can compete with anybody.
Yeah, and look, to me, I was looking at their offensive numbers today a little bit. To me, it's like Yelich just hits with homer. It's Yelich and Ira. It's everything is such a small sample. Everything is so condensed.
Yep.
Big boys need to perform up to the level of their expectations.
Well, your biggest boy definitely is in Vogelbach.
You be nice, Steve.
Sorry.
Well, look, I mean, I think Yelich and Hira are the key to there's something going to happen for this offense, it's going to have to be those guys. Because when you look down the lineup, there's actually been some good stuff down the lineup. Jed Jerko's been okay.
Orlando Arcia's
been okay.
Yeah.
Arcia's been good.
Eric Sogard now getting some big hits for him again. Urias, until he went cold recently, he was a bright spot for a while. I think the bottom of their order has done some things. But then it gets to the middle of the order, and they're never able to cash in. So I think those middle of the order guys are going to be really important if something's going to happen. And look, it's everything. This whole season is small sample, and now you're into these final games where it's a tiny sample. So you don't have to get hot for a month. You have to get hot for a weekend.
Yep. That's all it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, Adam, from that perspective about this weekend, you've got two today, one Saturday, one Sunday. From a pitching standpoint, how does this play out?
Well, not great. And they don't have Freddie Peralta right now. He's here in Milwaukee.
That kills him.
On paternity leave. You know, what can you do?
It's nothing.
The guy's got to go home for the birth of his first child.
Yep.
That's one thing about baseball that's changed that I'm so glad about. I remember my early days where there was, like, guys were looked down on if they went home for this kind of stuff, as if, like, the Brewers were going to get killed in 2002 by a guy being gone for a couple of days. They were going to lose 106 instead of 105 games. So maybe he'll come back. We asked before the game today. There was no news on the baby. So, you know, it's just a matter of when this happens. Can Freddie Peralta get back? But, you know, they felt okay. They brought up FireEisen today as the 29th guy. We'll see how deep Suter goes. He's been a three-inning guy in each of his two spot starts. They feel like they can cover this. They also can make a roster move between games. If this game gets weird, they can make a move. And even though they already brought in FireEisen, teams have been known to stash guys in the team hotel before, even when they don't. You know, they haven't called him up, so I'm sure that's a possibility. And, you know, they feel like they'll be okay. And then they got Woodruff tomorrow, who, you know, I'm sure they're knocking on wood. It will give them some innings, some good innings.
Talking with Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com, right now here on the Wendy's Big Show. He'll be on the postgame show tomorrow night. Bayview Shannon Blind's postgame show tomorrow night. Rami Makhlouf hosting On Deck and postgame show tomorrow night here on the Fan. So Adam McKelvey and Rami Makhlouf tomorrow night together again. So that should be fun to listen to.
I can't do that. So I'll say that live on air. I forgot about this. I'll call Rami and apologize.
Oh, we'll have to do it on Sunday. Crushing. Well, he won't be here on Sunday. Tim will be back on Sunday. So it's no big deal. You don't like him.
Sorry, Rami. Hey, you be nice.
No, that's okay. Adam, quickly, since we won't talk to you again until next week, will the Brewers be in the playoffs come next Wednesday?
Well, mathematically, it's unlikely. But I'll just say that's not stopped them the last 2 years when it was mathematically unlikely. They had more time to work with the last 2 years when they got going in September. But look, we've been talking all season about how everything is condensed. So, again, they need to get hot for a weekend. And a couple dink hits there in the second inning of today's game, a Christian Yelich homer is as good as anything to get him going. And weirder things have happened. And look, we've seen it. Last year, Yelich goes down, they're done, right?
Yep.
End up playing in the wild card game.
It's true.
And, you know, one bad Josh Hader day away from moving on against the team that eventually won the World Series. Baseball is weird. You don't need to have a good season at this point
anymore.
You just need to have a good moment.
I'm not going to be able to handle that. If on Sunday they win and they're in, scenario is on the board, and if something goes wrong with Hader again, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to handle it well.
Here's another scenario, too, is that nothing's settled Sunday. Because the Cardinals have those two games hanging out there, and if they need to play, they're going to go to Detroit to go play the Tigers.
Yep.
So, baseball being baseball, that's one. I'll predict that those games come into play.
Because I read that they will not play those games against Detroit if it's only for seeding. Meaning, if they're in, they're not going to play them. But if they're not in, but could be in, depending on results of those two games, then they will play them. So
that's my understanding too, Sparky. But what I'll also say is that my understanding was also that the Brewers were going to be the home game for this game that's on right now. And then all of a sudden the game happened and they weren't.
That's good.
So, you know, we roll with it.
Let's make it up.
Fluid situation.
Make it up as we go. Major League Baseball. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Adam, for coming on. Appreciate it.
Through the season.
Yeah. Talk to you guys next week. We'll see if you think there's baseball we're talking about next week.
Yes. I'll say yes.
I'm going to help out on the World Series, so I'm going to the World Series. Well, I'm not going, but...
Wait a second. You're helping out with the World Series, but you don't get to be at the game?
No.
Yes.
I think...
The NBA did it.
But did they send the writers there?
No, they didn't. No, only
the writers. I think my understanding from the Bucks writers were, you could go and essentially sit in a seat, but you're not allowed to interact with any of them, and everything was still done on Zoom. So, yeah.
And
what's the point?
I think our beat writers will travel. So, if the Brewers are in the World Series, I think I would be in Arlington.
Nice.
But in my role, if I am a as they call it in the business, a GA guy, then I will be another few days on the couch, which I'm getting quite used to covering baseball.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, there is a lot wrong with it. It's not great, but you know what? It beats no baseball.
No question. Adam, thank you so much.
See you guys.
There is Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com. Adam, on the Great Midwest Bank hotline, as your passion are growing your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We'll get the latest from Mike Clemens in Green Bay, then Great Lakes Dragaway Pick-A-Lane. Still to come, Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold Insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette at 5:35. And Big Show Knows Fantasy, your chance to see if you can beat Gary Leroy and myself. A lucky listener did it last week. We'll see if you can do it coming up at 5:45 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.